You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Amazon Prime Days are going on today and tomorrow. And what do you know? Target says we'll get a little bit of that action. So they have their own competing digital sales going on at the same time.
I saw that. It's like Target, Best Buy, Walmart, Office Depot has competing sales at the same time.
Everybody wants in on that action.
So they're saying around 60% of the stuff we buy on Amazon comes from third-party sellers. And so they don't have the same deep discounts as usual because of shortages. Costs are up. They don't have as much overstock. So the deals today are kind of like,
So, Tom?
It's just a lot of Amazon products. So, like, they're the tablets and the Alexas. And they have headphones and stuff now. And so I hopped on to look to see if there was anything, you know, that was recommended for me.
What'd you find?
Dockers pants. And shorts, to be fair. For some reason, somewhere in my search history, Dockers is in there. And Dockers slim fit pants and shorts came up on mine.
What are you doing buying
Deep
Dockers?
I've never bought a pair of Dockers
pants. Have I taught you nothing over the years?
I can't say that. I've had Dockers pants. You know, back in the day... I like Dockers pants. It's a good look.
Okay.
What's wrong with Dockers pants?
Nothing. No, it's really good.
It's a classic look.
There is that.
What does Dockers scream to you? What's your beef?
No, I think it's a fine product, Jeremy. They employ a lot of wonderful people.
I gotta know, what's your beef with Dockers? They're not a cheap pant. They're dressy. I feel like they're somewhat stylish. Pair of dress shoes and a tucked-in dress shirt. Let's party. Let's get down at this wedding.
You're saying all I need to say.
Okay.
Has science finally come up with a cure for hiccups?
God, I hope so.
It's a device known as the Hickaway.
Of course it is.
They're selling online for about $14 or $15. What it is, Jeremy, the Hickaway, if you're wondering, is a, quote, forced inspiratory suction and swallow tool.
Well,
if you break it down, it's an L-shaped straw that has an adjustable pressure valve on one end. And then it has two holes at the bottom of the straw that create a small amount of pressure when you drink water through it. And what happens, Jeremy, that pressure repositions your diaphragm just enough that it should stop your hiccups immediately.
Really?
The people selling it claim that there was a study finding that it works 92% of the time. However, a consultant neurologist and neuroscientist at Newcastle University, who was not involved in the study, says the device likely to work was COVID safe as it did not require input from others, but he added, I think this is a solution to a problem that nobody has been asking for. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, like if you get them, it sucks.
I wouldn't say no, but maybe he doesn't have a problem with hiccups, but some people are cursed with them on a regular basis, and I think they might want the hick away.
I'm dying to reposition my diaphragm.
It's about
time. How far down does it go?
All the way down to your Dockers.
Oh, they're gone. $15 on Amazon, though, is what I'm seeing.
What else is trending?
We might be able to get it cheaper today, Dom. Trending locally, we talked about the Little Slice of Hell House. When was that? Wednesday or Thursday of last week?
It really went viral nationally, too.
Boy, it exploded everywhere. It's the one where the tenants trashed it. It was down in the Springs. The freezer was full of meat. Sadly, some animals had passed away in there. And it was just a very, very bad situation for this homeowner. Well, they were offering $590,000. And I guess in less than a week after the property went viral, they sold it. Mimi Foster, a local realtor with over 30 years of experience, is saying over a three-day period, they had 500 text messages, 300 emails, and then 22 actual offers in hand, and about 50 text offers on the house. And they have since sold the house to somebody who actually lives in the neighborhood, who grew up in the area and wanted to move to a bigger house, it sounds like. Estimated $150,000 in repairs, It did go over the asking price of $590,000.
But we don't know the final number.
We don't know the final number yet, but let's It'll say somewhere in the 600,000s, yeah, for a house completely trashed with just shy of 200,000 in repairs, and somebody gobbled it up. Said it had 807,000 clicks on Redfin because it went national.
You know what I would do?
Tell me now.
If I am the person who bought it, before I sank $150,000 into repairs, I would sell tickets and let people walk
through.
There
you go. I mean, seriously, some hazmat suits and face masks and
how many people who have seen this thing would pay
just
$10
a ton
to walk
probably.
Through and take your own pictures?
Yep. Just to
because
see
that
it.
Way the pictures wouldn't be blurred out, you know, with all the vulgarities and everything. I would sell tickets.
That's a good idea. Make a couple
bucks. I'm an idea man.
Put it towards new paint. Having trouble sleeping? New health tip from TikTok. So you know this is legit. This is important stuff. People online claim that drinking lettuce water can help you sleep. You basically make lettuce tea. So you boil water, and instead of using a tea bag, you shove some iceberg lettuce into a cup, pour hot water on it, let it steep for 10 minutes. They say you can add a peppermint tea bag to it to help disguise the flavor of the lettuce. Anyway, one woman on TikTok, more than 1 million views, says it works really well. A sleep expert at some fancy university says it's nonsense. Probably a placebo effect, but even if it is a placebo effect, whatever. Try it. You don't know until you try it. Can you imagine how nasty that tastes?
I don't want it. I'd rather stay awake all night.
Yuck. Remember Nathan Apodaca, the skateboarder dude who posted the video of himself skateboarding?
Oh, yeah, with the Fleetwood Mac song.
Drinking Ocean Spray. Yeah, Fleetwood Mac song. Now he's bringing us a new kind of joy with his very own cranberry juice, Dom. It is loaded cranberry juice. It's called Cranberry Dreams Cosmo. 11% alcohol. On sale now in 2000 liquor and grocery stores.
Listen.
Available online soon. Perfect,
I don't know Nathan. He might be the greatest guy in the world. However, having said that, his 15 minutes should have ended long ago.
I know, but then he did that commercial with Snoop Dogg.
I don't care. His 15 minutes should have ended a long time ago.
He's a little pop culture icon now, isn't he?
I guess.
Here's a book that I kind of want to read. Will Smith is coming out with his first memoir.
I like what he titled it.
Will. Just called Will. It's out
on
November 9th.
Is he really going to tell all, though? Because, you know, supposedly he had those indiscretions, right?
Right. I don't know, but I kind of want to read it. I like Will Smith. It's going to talk about his childhood, his journey in music, TV, movies, blah, blah, blah. So that's coming out soon. Oh, and then did you see Taylor Swift's next re-release?
I did.
It's going to be Red. Originally came out in 2012, coming out November 19th. 30
I like
songs
that
on it.
She's got a song on there that's 10 minutes long.
Too long.
No, I want to listen
too
to it.
Too long. I don't.
Okay.
All right.
I'll listen
That's
for it.
Too clickbait.
I'll listen. I'll
I
listen
can't
to
give
both
her, get her whining for 10 minutes.
Together, we would average listening to her for 5 minutes.
That's right. Okay. All right.
Clickbait.
Head on over to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This is a crazy one today. It's a video I posted. A new Guinness World Record for the biggest mouth. He beat the previous record of 3.75. Oh, I didn't write how long. Or how big it actually is. Did you see how big it actually is? Well, it's bigger than 3.75 inches. I think he was at 4. Well, you have to watch the video to find out. I'm not going to tell you guys. Anyway, he can stack 4 cheeseburgers on top of each other. He can, like, shove a bottle of Coke in his mouth. He's like a cartoon character.
It's really disturbing in a way.
It's insane. Check it out on our
Facebook.
He talks
about how he had the record, lost it, regained it because he grew a little bit, you know, because he's just a kid, and how proud his family was of him. And that's the joke that I always say.
We're so proud of him.
Right. Anytime we have stuff like that, I go, boy, their parents must really be proud. That's your claim to fame.
He just opened his mouth.
And he goes, my family's really proud of me because I got a big mouth.
Yeah, here it is. It's 4 inches, a little bit more than 4 inches, I think. Good God. Anyway, it's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.